Dean Wilson, hey, your second moto was great. You got to be stoked on that ride. But honestly, your first moto, you were down first lap at the bottom of the hill with Anderson, and I think Barcia was down, and you rode great to come back. I don't know which one was better. I mean, obviously the second one, placing-wise, but I thought you had a great day.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it was good. I'm really happy. Obviously, the fall first moto was unfortunate. Just didn't have a great start, and then I was in the pack, and Jason got pegged by a rock in the eye and had blood in his goggles, and he was pulling off the track. Obviously, no one's fault, yeah. But I just tagged I ran into him and crashed. So, yeah, I did my best, fought through, and man, I was just like, I used a lot of energy. I tried to recover the best I could, eat the food, hydrate, and for the second one, I know like it was hot and rough, so like I kind of knew a lot of people would be struggling too. So, yeah, I probably came from 11th, and I just had some good lines and stuck with them and made good passes. And, yeah, it was good. It was nice to, like, kind of still know I can do it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, like move forward, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been a while, so it's been awesome. Like, I haven't raced here in, like, probably 3 or 4 years, so yeah. it was cool. But, man, it was so gnarly out there, like, whew.
Did you, when you were out there, did you know Barcia was four and you needed to get him, and were you marking him and all that?
Yeah, I didn't know any points or anything like that. I was just, I like had him in my sights and like I just kept closing in on him, and then, yeah, I would pull the trigger and pass him, but then he would like, when you pass him, he goes for it behind you for a couple laps, so. But I know what it's like being behind and getting roosted. It takes a lot of energy out of you just getting roosted in itself. So I just, I passed him. And then I was actually starting to, I've seen JG at the end there. But, that was done.
This is a rough track to start the outdoors with. But then again, like maybe Glen Helen is just as bad. I don't know. But for the choppiness, the speeds, this track's got to be brutal to start with.
Yeah, it's super gnarly. It's just like one of those tracks, like honestly, like going down that hill, it was so rough and gnarly. The speed that we were going down it was embarrassing. I'm like, surely people are hitting us faster, but when I'm behind them, we're just going the same speed, because if you pushed the boundaries and made a mistake, it wasn't worth the risk because you'd lose a couple seconds. Yeah. So, yeah, it was all about just hitting your marks, hitting good lines, and I felt really good in the rollers. That's where I was passing a lot of people. They were really rutty, and I was just using my legs and wheeling them. So, yeah, it was an awesome day. Fourth overall, I'm really happy.
Yeah, you got to be stoked. How was your bike? Happy with all your testing and anything you want to change or anything?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I when I did press day, I thought the bike felt a little stiff because I think it was a new frame.
Yep.
That was my only complaint, but I didn't really go too crazy, just gave soften up the suspension a little bit. I'm not a rider that changes a lot of stuff on the bike. Generally, I know if I just ride the bike properly, the bike's going to handle the way it should, and it's all about, for me now, is just being calm, because when I ride super strung out, then I just pump up, and I feel like I've done that really well today, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, great start to the outdoors. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much.